This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
All righty. There he is. Ira Winderman, how you feeling, my brother, on a beautiful Saturday morning?
I am good. I'm here actually in the press room at TD Garden ahead of the game. Just got done with shoot around. So there's some Celtics people around. So I have to be nice. So I will talk glowingly of the green or else I won't get admitted a little bit later tonight. But you know what? Just got back from shoot around. Kyle Lowry, PJ Tucker on the court. It's interesting, Big O. Eric Spoelstra always tells us playoff series evolve. It's not just one and done like in the NFL or the NCAA tournament. And he says, each series takes on multiple lives of its own. Big O, there's no better example than this series. Game one, no Marcus Smart, Al Horford for the Celtics. Game two, they're back, game changers. Game two, PJ Tucker goes out in the second half and is lost. Game three, he's back, and now Kyle Lowry's back. So when you look at all of this, it's like there literally are three separate series we played. Celtics without Smart and Horford. Celtics with Horford and Smart. Heat with Lowry. This thing continues to evolve.
Yeah, let me move on to something. So last night I'm watching the Dallas and the Golden State game. And Luka had 42 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. But he also had 3 steals and a block. And so I was talking about this on the show. Okay, I'm past it already. I've been past it. I don't care about Bam and his offense anymore. Okay? Clearly, he has no desire to be great on offense.
Nope, disagree. Go ahead.
Well, but he doesn't show it to me. He doesn't show me any fire, any desire to be great on offense. But he didn't have a block or a steal in the game, and he had 9 rebounds. And it gets to a point, dude, they gave you $200 million. I'm sick and tired of asking, when's he going to get motivated? When's he going to play up to his potential? When's he going to play like a dog? When's he going to go out there and be a son of a bitch? And maybe it's he doesn't have it in him, man. I mean, at this point, it has to get to a point where you either have it or you don't. I mean, you're on the same team with Jimmy Butler and PJ Tucker, brother. These are two people that sell out every moment of every game on both sides of the court, and it doesn't rub off on you? Again, I'm not asking you anymore for offense. I got it. You're not that dude. You'll never be that dude. But I need you to be Rodman. I need you to be Clint Capella. I need you to be Ben Wallace. I need you to be a whirling dervish on defense. I need you to be everyone's pain in the ass on defense. And if I have to motivate you, and we always have to have this stupid conversation about Bam Adebayo, I'm sick and tired of it, bro. I'm sick and I don't need anybody to motivate me to work every day and bring energy to what I do. And I'm 55 years old, and I've done radio for 32 years, and I've done it all over the place, and it doesn't stop me. I am sick and tired of watching people who need to be motivated to do their jobs. And that's what it seems like to me with Bam, bro.
I disagree with you, Big O, because you can work as hard as you want. You can do everything you want. And if the people, our good friends at Acura Pembroke Pines came to you and said, but we want you to look like Brad Pitt. There's nothing at this stage in your life, Orlando Aldegary, you can do in that area. You are who you are. Yes. So when it comes to Bam's offensive game, we have to accept who he is. But here's the deal.
I can live with that. I can live.
Here's the deal. Eric Spoelstra is asking Bam Adebayo to do things other than what Orlando Aldegary wants out of him. So if Eric Spoelstra is going to ask him to switch out on every pick and roll and go on the perimeter and be away from the basket so we can't block shots and get rebounds because that's what Eric Spoelstra is asking
him. Well, then get steals.
But that's not what he's being asked to do. So when you compared him to Capella, Capella sits in the paint, gets rebounds, gets block shots. He's asked to do that. So if you're complaining about how they're using Bam, first of all, I agree. The Heat switch way too much. They're running around like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off. I agree with you, Orlando Aldegary. But at some point, you have to look at a player's skill set and said, this is who he is and this is what he does. I guarantee you, if you put some sort of a Fitbit or something or your Apple Watch on Bam Adebayo during a game, he burns as much energy and logs as many miles as Dennis Rodman or the other people you mentioned to me. It's a matter of how he's being utilized. He has a very specific skill set in what they're asking him to do. It is not a number skill set, but I've got to tell you, Eric Spoelstra was asked maybe a half an hour ago here by Local 10's Will Manso, do you need to do more for Bam Adebayo? And Eric Spoelstra said yes, and we have to get him more involved and we have to make more out of him. So I think it is a two-pronged thing. One, Bam has to be the son of a bitch who says, I need to do more. I agree with you, Orlando. Stop yelling at me. I agree with you on that. But part two is you have to position someone for success. Oh, with your work ethic, I have seen you work at radio outlets where they simply did not maximize what you do best. Everyone goes through that. I think the Heat are still adjusting at this early stage with Bam Adebayo to get the most out of him. And you're correct. He is never going to be a 30-point game a guy. That's not who he is. It's not what he does. But they need to get more out of him. Or, could actually, I didn't ask Ira a question about this, and someone asked me about, are they going to make the same mistake with Tyler Hero and give him a max contract when in moments of truth like this, in the playoffs, he's not the same player, and I agree. But folks, we've got to stop doing one thing. We've got to stop equating the contract with expectations. Contracts are money. And if someone is willing to pay you, you take the money. But just because we have this term max player, Mickey Harrison decided I'm giving Bam Adebayo $200 million.
But once you sign it, that's the demands come with it. That's unfortunately.
Expectations come with it. You're looking at two different things, Big O. There are demands and there are expectations. The expectations come from the Orlando Alzagheri radio show and twice a week here on the Acura Pembroke Pines Report. That's the expectation. The demands are something, and I don't mean this negatively, the demands are something that you and I don't know as much as Eric Spoelstra. So let me ask you this, Big O. In Eric Spoelstra's list of demands, his 10 demandments, let's call them that, if Ben is meeting 8 of them and he's doing what Eric Spoelstra wants, you know what, Big O? Isn't part of it also being a good employee when you work terrestrial and you work for people and they wanted you to do cockamamie appearances and spin the magic wheel for prizes of you know, laxative or whatever? You did that. You never felt good about that. It's kind of tough when you had to be out there at the chili cook-off, but you understood that. Sure. What I'm saying is this. If you don't think the Heat are maximizing Bam Adebayo, then you, Orlando Alzagheri, not only have an issue with Bam Adebayo, I think you have an issue with Eric Spoelstra also get more out of this kid. And this goes back to your 2-1 debates you have with your NFL insiders here on the Orlando Alzagheri show when you're saying he could do more, he should do more, but it still comes down to the coaches allowing him to do more. So you know what? Maybe your criticism, at least part of it, is that Eric Spoelstra is not maximizing Bam Adebayo. And this is not unusual. There have been times when Pat Riley has gone to Stan Van Gundy and to Eric Spoelstra and said, no, we need more. Remember at the end of the season with Bam and Hassan Whiteside, and Pat sat down with us and said, I believe there is a way to make it work with both of them. And Eric Spoelstra was stubborn. And he really was not a big fan of Hassan Whiteside. So that just went away, and Bam got to flourish a little more. So it's a two-pronged thing here. Prong number one is, yes, Bam needs to do more as a matter of pride. I agree with that. But number two, is he being put in a position to succeed, or is he being put in an Orlando Alzagheri-like radio station that's going to fold 2 months later and no one tells him ahead of time? This is what we all go through in life.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, God, last 10 years have been brutal. Anyway, all right, so, it's been tough, dude. I got to tell you, it's been tough dealing with some of these things. The other thing, which I think is now the opposite of it, Ira, is Tyler. Yeah. There's a part of me that thinks Tyler is deferring too much to Jimmy, deferring too much to PJ, maybe even deferring to Bam, maybe, you know, it's deferring to Lowry, you know, being a little too respectful of it. I need the kid with the scowl. I need, because I know it's in him, actually. I feel that Tyler has it. And there's a part where Tyler needs to say, F it. Hey, guys. Oh, Jimmy, I need him to become Jalen Brunson, okay? Jalen Brunson is a fearless Robin next to the Batman that is, obviously, Doncic. And when Doncic isn't ready to, or whatever, Jalen takes over, and that fearless little water bug will even post you up, bro. Okay, that's how tough of a sumbitch that guy is. He's short and he'll post you up and he'll get a shot off posting you up, which is truly amazing, by the way. I want that determination that Brunson has to be great. I want Tyler to just say, F it, I need to take over. So when Jimmy's not doing it, I'm doing it. When Jimmy needs it, I got to be there. What about that?
I disagree with this guy over here. Not with his approach and marketing approach, and hello to all the folks out there in Caneswear, but I disagree with you for this reason. When did Jalen Brunson start having success? When did Jalen Brunson's breakout start? Just tell me real quick.
The injury.
Okay, but I'm just saying it started this year. Jalen Brunson became a thing this year, mostly this year, and mostly in these playoffs.
Well, but last year when Doncic was
out. Not as much. This was more. No, but
you remember when Doncic got injured?
I understand that. But this is more of a this year now kind of thing for Jalen Brunson.
That's where Brunson really started to grow at that moment?
Let me rephrase, Your Honor. In what playoff season did Jalen Brunson really have his breakout this year?
Okay.
My point being this.
I'm a fantasy player, remember. That's why.
There are two stages to breakout dumb. Stage one is you arrive on the scene. Whether it's Brunson in these playoffs, whether it's Jeremy Lin during Linsanity, whether it's Tyler Hero in the 2020 bubble against the Boston Celtics with that 35-point, 38-point game five against the Celtics. Part two of the equation becomes this. We got to stop that guy. We've got a game plan for that guy. We've got to make him a focus. Jalen Brunson is not fully there yet because this is relatively a phenomenon. Tyler Hero is. The next stage of stardom is once you were on the other team's scouting report and starred. You saw it against in the Sixers series. We'll let Max Strus and anyone hit threes. That guy's not going to beat us. The Hawks did the same thing. The Celtics are doing the same thing. So now we have to see, can Tyler Hero take the next step? And I like that this is happening now for the reason I mentioned in the Ask Ira question I answered at sunsentinel.com. You have a decision now to make whether to give him the Bam Adebayo-like extension. Whether in September, October, you're going to give him 4 years at about $170 million or not, and you have to figure that out. Because it's one thing when you're not on the scouting report, like Jeremy Lin, until he arrived at FTX Arena, then American Airlines Arena before All-Star break, and Eric Spoelstra said, yep, Linsanity ends tonight, and it did. I think that's what other teams are doing. They're going, yeah, we recognize Tyler Hero is good, and that guy is not going to beat us. And Big O, to get on the list of don't let this guy beat you in the NBA,
good thing.
You've made it. Look, Mom, I've made it. Yeah. But step two is then when you're the focus, you have to take it to another level. That's where he is right now. Not all on him, on Spoelstra giving him a game plan to make it work and enough supporting players that when you are double teaming a Tyler Hero, other guys can get it done. Victor Oladipo, not very good in game two. He did not support him.
No.
The Heat backup's not good. Caleb Martin.
By the way, Oladipo hasn't been good for a couple of weeks, actually.
Because there's more focus on, hey, this is the old Victor Oladipo.
Yeah.
And your buddy, Caleb Martin, has been, I'm going to be honest, terrible recently also. So if all of a sudden Tyler Hero's out there on an island, this is what you get, increased focus. This is nothing different than when the Celtics had Paul Pierce back here in the years and almost no supporting cast, say what you want of Antoine Walker. When you're the one-man focus, life can suck. It's when you get the right supporting cast that you get to thrive. So I think it's like, for Tyler Hero, do what you need to do to help the team, but the team needs to do what they could do to help you, sort of conjuring a little JFK here in Boston.
Yes. The other night after the loss, they need Lowry. Lowry was not going to save their ass from that loss the other night. Now, is it better to run the offense through Lowry? Of course, all of that. Mm-hmm. You'll be a better team.
Absolutely.
Yes. But he's not that player that is going to score 30 points and bail you out anymore. So tonight, you're asking a guy that's probably not in shape and is coming back from a hamstring injury. It probably still is injured. While you want him to bring some balance to running the offense,
mm-hmm.
what has to happen tonight in order to win? Because it's not about Lowry. It's about what next
it's
to
about
Jimmy Butler?
Slowing down the game to a pace that a player with one bad hamstring can be effective on both ends. You slow the pace of a game by making shots. That would be a kind of a different approach for the Heat after game two. You slow the game by grinding on defense and slowing the opposition. Kyle Lowry, as a matter of fact, you know what? This is not a gambling proposition. But if we're sort of doing the over-under on Kyle Lowry having a good game, if the pace is slow, if the scoring is down, Kyle Lowry will have a good game. If they're running around like bonkers and getting out on the break, and now you have Derek White back today also after the birth of his son, and that in play, Kyle Lowry's not keeping up pace. First of all, Kyle Lowry's 36. He wasn't keeping up pace in the first place before the bad hamstring.
No.
If if you hear Mike Breen at any point tonight say, we're off to the races, well, you can just say, Kyle, there's a seat on the bench for you. Hello, Gabe Vincent. Vic, you got to be better. It'll be that. Pace will determine the success level for Kyle Lowry tonight.
What's the deal with PJ Tucker? Apparently he didn't need the MRI.
Again, this whole thing, exclusive sources, needs an MRI or doesn't need an MRI, and we find out. But it's Eric Spoelstra told a great anecdote at Shoot Around. He said, you know what? I'm afraid to talk to trainers, because if PJ Tucker sees me talking to trainers, he thinks I'm talking about him, and then I'm in trouble. And he stopped and smiled and he said, I'm the coach. I'm allowed to talk to the trainers. And I asked PJ Tucker, I said to him, PJ, would it take anything short of a limb falling off to keep you out? And he said, don't jinx me. And I said, PJ, I guarantee a limb will not fall off tonight. So I think he's going also.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's hope he's healthy enough, man. You expect any kind of changes?
Well, there'll be a change in the rotation if Kyle Lowry starts. Kyle Lowry, when he's played, has started the last 600 or so appearances. He's not coming off the bench. He's starting.
Really?
So
yeah, Gabe, true. So Gabe Vincent, what he may do is go to the bench earlier than normal.
Yes, absolutely. So Gabe Vincent, I think, is in the rotation because the bench has been really craptastic to this point. There's been Tyler Hero, who's been good enough. There's been Dwayne Dedman, who gives you those injury minutes. But otherwise, Oladipo up and down, Caleb Martin up and down, Duncan Robinson maybe shows up, maybe doesn't. So maybe Gabe Vincent energizing that second unit does something also, because this supposed depth advantage the Heat have, hey, you look at what the Celtics are bringing off their bench now when they don't have to start a pair of Williams and they have one in reserve. When you have Derek White back tonight, Peyton Pritchard has not missed a shot in the last week or so. You know what, Big O? Right now, the Celtics bench has been better than the quote-unquote vaunted Heat bench to this point.
No, oh, yeah. I mean, that was just ugly in game two. Oh, by the way, my liquor split matchup of the night, the pick. I went with the homer pick. I went with the Heat plus 6.5. I just think even if they lose, I think there's going to be a hell of an effort and they'll lose a close one if they don't win one. What do you think?
You know, I'm not a gambling man, so I'm not going to – remember, I came on your show twice and said take the under and the over covered twice. So no one's really a big fan of my opinions right now. I think the Heat can hang competitive. They were humiliated. Traditionally in the playoffs, when you get humiliated, have enough talent, you come back and put up a fight. So I would expect at least a fight tonight. Take that for what it's worth.
All right. Well, what are you working on the Sun Sentinel?
So just post your story today about Tucker and Lowry. Look like they're going. Folks, if you go to sunsentinel.com, that'll be updated all day. Early in the day, posted my notes column about the Magic winning the lottery. Could they finally recreate a Florida rivalry we've been waiting for forever? Ironically, it comes at a time when the Panthers and the Lightning are going at it in their playoff series. And I think even with the Panthers being down 0-2, we finally sense that Panthers-Lightning is a real rivalry, is a valued rivalry, and that there is respect from both sides. I don't know how long it's going to take the Magic. This team has had number one picks that they've used for Penny Hardaway, Shaquille O'Neal, Dwight Howard have had a brief window of success. But I think maybe winning this lottery, maybe that pushes them over the top. So when we talk about an interstate a Florida's Turnpike rivalry, it'll be something more than it's been in recent years.
Didn't I just read something that Mo Bamba's probably gone or something like that, right?
Well, and they have all kinds of questions. They have the Bamba questions. Jonathan Isaac, does he even play anymore? We have to find out about him, unless he just outed another Trump rally, not being political here. So you have that question also. So yeah, it's a fascinating team that's been way the heck too stagnant for way too long. So you can catch that at sunsentinel.com and in your Sunday Sun Sentinel at your doorstep for a nominal price.
It's an ugly, boxy arena from the outside, man. It's just kind of odd. Anyway, whatever. Follow him on Twitter at Ira Heatbeat. More importantly, folks, please subscribe to the South Florida Sun Sentinel. I tell you all the time, please support all of our local journalists. Not only do we support them here by being partners with us on this platform, but we also subscribe too. See, we support in many ways. Ira, enjoy the basketball tonight, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We will catch you Monday before game four on our Acura of Pembroke Pines report. Thank you, Big O.
Thank you, sir. There you go. The great Ira Winderman.